Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all got Bucco fever. They win last night. Paul Skeens now 6-1, or the Buccos are in his starts. He's 4-0. And we're joined now to get into it by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider Calls presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every single week. Brett, a multiple-time All-Star, Silver Slugger winner, a 14-year Major League career. Good morning, Brett. Thank you for joining us today.
How you doing? Yeah, my pleasure.
Oh, we are doing great. We got Skeens on our team, man. And I know you played early in your career with Randy Johnson. I mean, is it fair to say, like, early on, are there parallels there? And what was it like just watching that guy really start get going?
Well, I think, you know, that okay, Randy Johnson, well, he came to the big leagues with the Montreal Expos, and I wasn't around. Randy's probably 4 or 5 years my senior, so I didn't get to see the early growing pains. I heard about him a lot. When I got to Seattle in 92, and I played 93 there before I went on to Cincinnati, he was kind of getting to the point where he was becoming a finished product. So the time I got to see him, 93, when he was on, probably defensively playing behind a pitcher, and I got to play up behind a lot of great pitchers in my time. Probably the most dominant performance when was Randy was on a given day. I mean, I'd sit behind him and just go, I don't care who's hitting, what team's hitting, how good you are, you've got no chance today. It was really something to behold. Later in my career in 1999, I got to play with that trio in Atlanta of Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin, and unbelievable to play behind them. But for sheer dominance, I've never seen anything like playing behind Randy Johnson. Now, fast forward to his Skeens. I kind of look at Skeens a little more like a Kerry Wood or a Mark Pryor during my time when they came up, the hype that surrounded them, the big arm, the something different that you hadn't seen before. I kind of parallel it to that, and also probably in a more modern time, a Steven Strasburg and that type of hype around the coming up of Skeens. I know he was absolutely dominant at the college level. He was in AAA this year, and I was kind of keeping my eye on him, and I'm thinking, are they just keeping down there for, you know, to say that you went through the minor league process? But he seems like a polished guy. He's one of those rare guys that are pretty much ready to go right out of college. So far, so good. I mean, 4-0. He's got he's got a great walk to strikeout ratio. A lot of fun to watch, and just seems like a polished guy, kind of beyond his years, only being 22 years old. I think the Pirates have got a good one in him, and he's going to be fun to watch in the future. The only thing is today that we all worry about, because it's so prevalent in Major League Baseball, is the injuries and how do you stay healthy.
Yeah, well, Brett, as a former player like yourself, and thinking about current players and current hitters, how do you prepare for somebody like Skeens? Like, I mean, you throw in 100 plus miles per hour, has an array of pitches, is very dominant on the mound. Like, if you're going into a game and you're playing the Pittsburgh Pirates and you know that you have this young stud on the mound, how, in your mind, do you mentally prepare for the way he pitches?
Well, you prepare him essentially like you prepare for any number one. You know, if the number three, the number fours, and the number fives, so those are usually you can have a pretty rudiment or pretty elementary approach. But when you get those guys that got that number one stuff, when they've got 2-3 plus pitches, that, you know, a Pedro Martinez in my time, a Randy Johnson, who we talked about, all the greats, they always have 2 or 3 plus pitches. And when you get to that point, it's like, okay, if I'm facing a Skeens, I've got to get on one. I'm either getting on hard or I'm getting on soft. Now, his soft is still in the, you know, 90, 92. So it's still tough to sit on, but I've got to get on one or the other. I remember with Pedro Martinez, and I hated facing him. He had great stuff, maybe for 3 or 4 years, as good as anyone I ever saw. But I ended up coming out. It seemed like I'd come out of every game with it with maybe a knock and a walk, and that was like a huge win for me. You go into those games, you got to get on one or the other, because if you're not going to hit them all, you're not going to hit Skeens' fastball and his slider. You might be able to touch it, maybe put it in play, but I'm talking about doing some damage, barreling up a ball. You're not going to hit both, so you got to get on one or the other. And if they're both working, it's usually a long day for the hitter.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3 to 3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone with us right now. Insider calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. We heard from Buster Olney earlier on in the show saying the Pirates, if they made the playoffs, could be dangerous because they've got Skeens. They've got Jared Jones, who's young and impressive in his own right, and they've got Mitch Keller. Do you agree with that? If they make the playoffs, that they'd be a tough out?
I think so. I think so just because of those dominant arms. Now, getting there is a different ballgame. I've kind of been, you know, looking at this this National League and how it stacks up. Really, I've come up with this. There's only two elite teams in the National League. It's the L.A. Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, the Phillies have had a few injuries. Dodgers, obviously, recently with Mookie Betts going down, with their star from Japan, Yamamoto, going down. That puts a little wrinkle into this. But the Dodgers, they're so deep, and that's why they're the Dodgers. They got Kershaw coming back, Miller coming back. It seems like when somebody goes down, they've got somebody right there to replace them. And then you've got that National League West, who I'm kind of disappointed. I thought they were going to be better than they are. But San Francisco, San Diego, yeah, I think they're going to be a factor. Moving over to the Central, Milwaukee continues to not miss a beat. They're turning out to be one of those special franchises that just has a culture. And year after year, with the change in the guard, with Council going to the Cubs, they seem to keep going in that winning direction. And then, you know, you go over to the East, and it's Philly. Atlanta has kind of been a juggernaut in that division for the last 4 or 5 years. There's a little chink in their armor, too. I think the Phillies are superior in that division. But when you look around, I mean, as of now, I think Pittsburgh's a game out of, if it ended today, being in the playoffs. The Washington Nationals are right there now if it ended today. The St. Louis Cardinals, who finished in the basement in the Central Division a year ago, they're in the playoffs today if it were to end today. So I think once you get past L.A., once you get past the Philadelphia, Atlanta and Milwaukee to a degree, the rest of the playoff spots are kind of up for grabs, and it's going to be interesting. You know, the Cincinnati, they started off with a little promise. They've kind of faded. The Cubs recently have really had a rough time. San Francisco is an interesting thing to me from a playoff perspective because they got a lot of big arms out there. Is that enough for them? It's going to be a really interesting race this year. I think what they've done with the playoffs in recent times, the rule changes, having 12 seats at the table, 6 in each league, I think it's really been great for the game of baseball. Keeps a lot more cities involved. And I keep looking at this whole thing and I say, why not Pittsburgh?
Let's go. Brett, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
You got it, guys. I appreciate it.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, Brett.
All right.
Brett Boone, Odyssey Major League Baseball insider. Insider calls presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Everyone seems to have the same opinion on the Pirates. They get in, they're going to be a tough out. It's the getting in that is the difficult part.
Right. That's where we're at right now. That's why you got to make a move. Mm-hmm. What else are you going to be playing for? I mean, like, what are you playing the game for?
Yeah, because he talks about the Dodgers and the Phillies, and I don't even care about them. Like, I'm not.
Right. Not even. Yeah, they're out of sight, out of mind kind of deal. They're kind of separated.
I'm not even worried about Milwaukee yet. You'd hope that they could, the Pirates, make it more of a division race, but I'm not worried about those teams. Are you better than these wild card teams?
Mm-hmm.
And then if and when you get to the playoffs, okay, how do you stack up with Philly's rotation? How do you stack up with the Dodgers rotation? A tall task, fine, whatever. But I'm not hearing a lot of excitement out of him or any national analyst, but as it pertains to Brett, about the Reds, the Cardinals, the Cubs, any of those teams. He does think it's all up for grabs, and so that is why you bolster your chances by going and getting guys. Multiple guys.
How many? Guys.
Guys. I was going to say, hey, guy, go get guys.
Guys.
They could do it, too. They don't have to spend money. They can spend prospects. I mean, think about this. You get Trevor Bauer on the cheap. Don't laugh at me. You get Trevor Bauer on the cheap. So you got him, you got Luis Ortiz, you got Martin Perez. All of a sudden, you want to go to the six-man rotation thing down the stretch? You could do that. You go out and get a bullpen arm. Those aren't expensive. You don't need a seventh, eighth, or ninth inning guy. Get one more arm. Those guys will be had. So you can do those two things without giving up much, just a little bit of money. Probably a player to be named later or something like that for a reliever. Maybe a little bit more. And then give up a prospect or two or more and go get a guy. And you can spend the prospects on one guy, and those other two options, they're not difficult to attain. You just got to eat it a little bit with Trevor Bauer. But I don't think, from a local perspective, we've had enough people that have banged the table for Trevor Bauer.
Yes, I get texts all the time from my buddies.
You cannot be the franchise that everyone says doesn't try to win, and then when they go get Trevor Bauer, you can't get killed for that.
Right.
You can't. Do you want to win, or do you not want to win? That's what it boils down to. PR and all of that stuff with Trevor aside, You can't be the franchise. Oh, they never do anything. Oh, they got Bauer. What the hell? What are they doing? You can't.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.